Hello, everybody. It is Anitan, and I am back with another episode of Talks with Anitan. Dude, before we start, let me just tell y'all, I rebranded my whole podcast. I changed the name to Talks with Anitan. I changed the logo. Okay, hear me out. I literally bought a microphone for like singing and for my podcast, and I'm gonna be completely honest, I don't know where I put it. And honestly, I just feel more comfortable and it feels more casual when I don't have like a microphone and headphones, like that whole thing. Like, that's just too much. Where did I go? I've been gone from this podcast for a little bit now, and I apologize. It's just the fact that school got really demanding and my job got really demanding and a lot has been happening. So here I am, though. I'm back, rebranded podcast, and I really hope you guys have not just like left me in the dust. I really hope you guys are still listening to this, because today's episode, we are talking about how to make money as a teenager and the whole entrepreneurship process of being a teen and just ideas of how to make money and like all that thing, all that stuff, all that jazz. I feel like school has literally programmed our minds that we have to work that 9 to 5. Like, we have to be a doctor. We have to be a lawyer. We have to do all these things. And I'm going to just be completely honest. The people that make the most money in the world right now don't do any of those things. Like, yes, doctors get paid a lot, but dude, they deserve so much more. And the fact that there's so much debt because of how much they have to pay for schooling is not okay. And the same with lawyers, all these jobs, like, you have influencers, what are they called? Like, just entrepreneurs in general, who make so much more money than these people who go to school for, like, 12, 15, all these years. And I just start thinking to myself, medicine has always been something that I wanted to go into, but as I slowly get older, it's, like, it's lowering, because I'm just thinking, okay, I can always become a nurse and own a business, because at the end of the day, I don't want to go to school for 15 years to be in school debt and then be making money that I should be getting paid more to do. So that's when the mind of an entrepreneur came out. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I was around my dad who did a lot of entrepreneurship. That business was always on his mind. And that drive just came to me. Of course, I always had that medicine drive too. Like, I always wanted to be a medical. I always wanted to work and major in medicine. So growing up, like I said, that driving away from me got sad, but I still have the love for medicine. Like, I still know I'm going to major in like biology or major in chemistry. Major in something with that leads me into medicine. I just don't think I'm going to do something like a surgeon that takes so long to become, because like I said, they deserve way more money than they get paid. But the whole thing about being an entrepreneur is, once you have that drive is literally just there. And the only way that drive could get teared down is if someone tears it down for you, if you don't have the support. And those are the two worst things in the entrepreneurship world. 93% of the time, you will hear a no. That's just the bottom line of being an entrepreneur. 93% of the time, the answer is no. And hearing the answer no should not make you sad. It should not hurt you. It should not drive you away from the fact of what you want to do. It should persuade you to go get what you want even more. Like I said, 93% of the time, you will hear no. And that should not tear you down. That should put you up more. So that is coming from a little girl. But I'm just saying, because I feel like, I'm gonna be honest, during quarantine, I wanted to start a fashion line. This was something that was so big on my mind. I was sketching out designs by designs. I was sewing, making things into something else. And a lot of the times, I was like doing these things with the not so great materials. And I told my dad, I was like, I need to upgrade to a better sewing machine. Like, I need to upgrade if this is something I want to do in the long run. And he told me he doesn't think that that's something I can do at the time. Basically telling me that this is a very difficult task that would be hard to pursue and a very hard career choice that would be what to pursue. I didn't tell him that this is what I wanted to do as a career, because like I said, my parents also are the reason why medicine has always been the top of my mind. They've always wanted me to become a medical doctor. So to me, it's just tell my dad that, oh, shoot, I want to be a fashion designer. All of a sudden, would not stick with him. And I did not want to become a full-time fashion designer, but I did want to start a fashion line that would go globally. And, you know, maybe I wouldn't have to work a 9-to-5 because I did it. And I just love fashion. I love turning clothes into something else. I love doing all of that. And honestly, to hear my dad tell me, like, probably not at the time because it's not going to be the easy to do and this and that, I got a little discouraged, but I did not let it fully discourage me. Because at the end of the day, you are the only person that can take yourself from point A to point B. So I told myself I was going to do anything in my power. Well, not anything in my power. Yeah, anything in my power, to make the money to support this fashion line, to buy a sewing machine, to buy the materials, to buy the fabrics, to buy all of that, to buy the supplies, and to, you know, start a website, do all that jazz. I got this job. Well, I started this agency, the social media managing agency, and it took off. It did well. It's doing well. Clients are coming, all that. And that supported me enough to start a fashion line. But listen, I didn't start a fashion line because I thought to myself, why not keep going? You know, I started already. Why not keep going? So that's when the whole entrepreneurship mindset came. But enough about me. I'm saying, do what you need to do. Take that hobby, take that passion into something that can make you money. Because making money means making more money, and when you make more money, you can put that money into investments. When you put that money into investments, you can make even more money if you do the investments correctly. And investing as a teenager is such a smart idea, bro, because by the time you are in your 20s, if you did it the right way, your money is going to, you're gonna have a lot of money. So that's just the bottom line of it. Investing is huge. And that's what I decided to do when I started making my money. I told myself I was going to invest neither in my company or in someone else's company. When you invest in someone else's company, you're putting a small amount of your money into, well, not a small, yeah, small amount of your money into their money. For example, there are things like Cash App where you can invest in there, Robinhood where you can invest in there, all those apps where you can invest into stocks. Stocks is something we do not get teach at school, but we really should, because stocks are taking people to the next level. Investing your money into stocks are taking people to the next level. And not many teens know about this. Many teens know, when I get money, I'm going to spend my money on to things like shoes and to clothes and to all that. And there's nothing wrong with spending your money on shoes and clothes. Don't get me wrong, because I do. But you have to remember that you want to make more money, right? So you need to put your money where it's going to make you more money. Whether if that's in investing in stocks, whether that's investing into your company or someone else's company, you need to do that. Doing that, investing takes so much research into getting it right. You know, you don't want to invest $3,000 into Robinhood, into some company, for example. You don't want to invest $3,000. I don't want to say any company names because I'm literally scared of the whole suing thing. But if someone invests $3,000 into, let's make up a name, you know, that's a lot of work. If I invest $3,000 into a company and next morning I realize I don't have $3,000 anymore, I have $2,000, I'm gonna be like, what happened? That's because I didn't do my research. You literally have to do your research into what companies are booming, what companies are being stable, what companies are not decreasing at a sudden rate, and what companies that you need to be putting your money into. And you need to see which people had good times with the companies that they invested their money into, with the stocks that they invested their money into. You know, if obviously a lot of people are losing money by one company, you don't want to put your money into that company because it's just like, I don't know. But also, I'm not the best person when it comes to stocks, but I'm just voicing my opinion on what I know. And honestly, I'm just saying, when you make money, you can keep that a percentage of that money into savings, and a percentage of that money to put into stocks or investments, and a percentage of that money into personal use, and a percentage of that money for investing into your company and to invest into yourself, you know? So that's just the mindset I have when it comes to all of that. Now, making money as a teenager, how do you do this without having to work, you know, the typical fast food job or like supermarket job, there are a lot of ideas. One, you can become a nanny. You can become a nanny for a family. This can be a family friend family, a neighbor's family. Become a nanny. If you can drive, this will help them so much. Drive their kids to practices, drive their kids to all this stuff. You can even ask them, hey, if you need me to ever drive your kids, I will charge da da da, and I will take them to practices every week, or I will drive them to school, or this and that. Do that, and literally, there you go. You're making money. And then that family will recommend you to another family who also needs help, and then you're just going to keep going from there. Slowly, you're starting your own business, and you don't even know it. Second thing, become a babysitter. If you like kids, if you're good with kids, become a babysitter locally. You can put out flyers, you can do all that stuff. You can ask families, you can ask your parents to tell their coworkers if they need babysitters. There you go, babysitting job. You're slowly building your own business. Something else you can do is freelancing. Freelancing as in people need a task to be done, and someone can, you the one that's wanting to do the task can say, I can do this, and apply, and they will pay you to do it. For example, someone needs song lyrics for, their girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever they're dating, and they need song lyrics for them, and they're like, I need a song now, but I have no musical expertise, but I know the feelings that I have, and I need you to put them into a song. They'll pay you money to do that, and you better charge good if you're having a good song, because if that song becomes a hit, you need to know you got your money's worth. So, doing that, freelancing. Another thing is you can always sell pictures, sell your art. You can, if you make clothes, you can make clothes for people. I literally did this once. I did freelancing for advice. Literally, all you do is go on this, for one of the freelance websites I've used is Upwork, and you can just say that I will give you advice for blank, blank, blank for this much money, like at a rate, and they'll pay you. People pay for anything. So that's just all I have to say on that. And honestly, don't take my word for everything. Like, take my word, but take it lightly, because you always want to do your research when it comes to things. That's what investing into stocks, that's what freelancing, that's what entrepreneurship. Anything you do, make sure you do your research, because you want to know that you are doing this 100% for the right reason, and you are doing it for the 100% rights of it. Like, you're doing it correctly, you're gonna make money from it correctly. Make sure that anything you're doing is not illegal where you stay, because you also don't want to lose money by getting in trouble. So that's that. Another way people make money, becoming influencers, starting a YouTube channel, starting an Instagram, building that, starting a TikTok, all that, building it, taking time to build it and build it even more, and start sponsorships, start ad revenues, and you make money there. That's definitely something that's more time consuming and something that takes more time, but at the end of the day, if it takes time and you get to 100k, 10k, 20k followers, and you start doing these sponsorships, that money is going to be way more worth than the time you had to be put, the time you put into it. So you're going to look into that. And like I said, always remember, when you make money, you don't spend all the money, you save and you invest into neither your company or into the stock market, into somewhere that you know it'll benefit you in the long run. So that's something. Like I said, school has really messed us up with the fact of us being programmed to think we have to work the whole 9 to 5, thinking that we have to work that whole day job thing to make money. But the people that make the most money in this world are people who don't do any of that, the people who don't have a degree. And literally, in entrepreneurship, a degree is not a necessity, it's a luxury. Like I said, in entrepreneurship, a degree is not a necessity, it is a luxury. And that is a quote, by the way. I did not make that up. I was watching this video of a guy who's like a millionaire. I think he's like an author and writes podcasts. I don't remember his name. But yeah, he said that, and I was like, that is so true. In entrepreneurship, a degree is not a necessity. It is a luxury, because you do not need a degree to start a business. Nobody's gonna look at your business and be like, does this person have a degree? If you're running like a car rental business, nobody's gonna be like, does he have a degree in cars or something? No, nobody's gonna be like that. So yeah. And bro, why did I hear that a lot of these business courses in high schools are not helping? Like, literally, I always hear that people who take business management in school, it never really does what they, like, all of the things that they learn, they wouldn't put it into their actual job, like, their actual business. And I just think that's how you know the school system is really just wanting us to, you know, work on that whole 9-to-5 job thing. And that's it. And I'm not saying quit school, no. I'm just saying, like, if you're becoming an entrepreneur, you know, you don't have to have a degree. So that's something that I think. This podcast was really short, but I just wanted to get my point across when it comes to, like, making money as a teenager, because I feel like this is not something that everyone talks about. Everyone always talks about you making money as, like, working in fast food, or you working in, like, the supermarkets, or you doing those jobs. Nothing is wrong with those jobs, but as I was a teenager, I was not, my parents always told me, like, when I could start working those jobs, my parents told me I couldn't, because they were just like, no, you can't work that job, this and that. We can support you. But the whole thing about making money, I feel like, wasn't to make money for me. It was for me to feel a sense of independency, and for me to feel a sense of, wow, like, I can financially provide for myself. Now, like, I am constantly saying that I want to keep financially being able to provide for myself, because that's the best feeling as a teenager, is to know you don't have to depend financially on your parents. So that's how I think. I really hope you guys have been doing well. I know times have been so hard right now, especially with Corona, and then I know schools are still going on. A lot of states are still mandating state testing, which sucks, because one of my states are one of the states that are making us still take state tests. And I feel like it's really crazy that we have to take a state test, and the fact that they know that we haven't learned much this year, but we have no control over that, so there's not much we can do. I hope you guys are all staying amazing and healthy and happy, and I mean this physically and emotionally and mentally, that you're staying happy and healthy. If you guys ever need someone to talk to, I'm here. I will talk to you, and I will soon be starting an Instagram for this podcast, because when I stopped recording podcasts, I thought I would come back with way less than what I had before, but I actually gained more listeners, and that's why I was like, I really need to produce content. So I really hope you guys enjoy this podcast on, you know, the whole entrepreneurship of being a teenager and how to make money as a teenager. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day, and stay safe, loves. Bye-bye. Well, talk to you later.